Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As noted, Psalm 43 follows the same template as Psalm 42. The writer has been far from the sanctuary and thirsts to return home to God. He feels trapped by the wickedness around him and longs for a spiritual breakthrough. Quote, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man." Verse 1. Book 1 of the Psalms is dominated by God's name, Jehovah. Book 2 presents to us Elohim, the mighty God. Quote, "For you are the God of my strength." Verse 2. But he feels cast off or pushed aside. It's terrible to be lonely for God. So this is his plea. "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill." Verse 3. Transparency and truth point the way back to him. And though such a journey is often difficult, the one waiting for us makes it worth it. "O God, my God." Verse 4. Note the chorus, repeated twice in Psalm 42 and again here. This is the transparency and truth he desired. He asks himself a double-barreled question. Quote, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me?" Verse 5. This is similar to the Lord asking his servant, quote, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" 1 Kings 19, verse 9. Or to his reluctant prophet, quote, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah 4, verse 9. Often just asking the right question causes God's truth to dawn on us. The psalmist's answer dispels his doubts. Quote, "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him." We place our hope not in ourselves or our circumstances, but in God. We may not be ready to praise him for a safe return just yet, but we know we will. He's brought us safely back before. Someday, he will, quote, "present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Jude 1:24. Yes, God, my exceeding joy. Psalm 43 and verse 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.